Doing housework on Tisha B'Av itself. Cleaning, mopping, sweeping, dishwashing, etc. Is it permitted to be done or not? So we find an explicit Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim 54b, which deals with the topic of doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, doing work on Tisha B'Av. And there it states that the matter is dependent on the custom of the community, with some communities accustomed to prohibit it, in which case in those communities you can't do malach on Tisha B'Av, and in other communities accustomed to permit it, in which case in those communities it may be done. However, the Mishnah adds that Torah scholars in all areas do not do malacha, and Rabbi Gamliel adds that anyone who does do malacha does not say a siman bracha. Practically, while the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 554, as well as the Torah in the same chapter, brings the above distinction of the different customs, the Ramah concludes in 554 Halacha 22 that the custom is not to do malacha until chatzos, until midday. And as to the type of malacha that's to be avoided, the Ramah writes and is later elaborated in the Magen Avram, 554 23 and 27, that it refers to malacha that takes some time for a person to do, as when a person then does it, he will remove his mind from the avelus from the morning, while if it's a malacha that can be done very quickly, then it is permitted. The Mechaber, in the name of the Rekech, then concludes in 554:22 that all the above restriction is only on a Jew, but a Gentile may do these malachas on one's behalf without restriction. Now that we have the background information about doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, let us now relate that to the malacha called housework. Is housework an exception to the case of malacha? Is it permitted or is it forbidden? So based on all the above, one should logically conclude that it should be forbidden, as it takes time and will remove your mind from the avelus. On the other hand, we find explicitly ruled in the laws of Shiva in Yeredeya, chapter 380, halacha 22, and other areas, that it is permitted for even an avel during Shiva to do housework during his Shiva, including cleaning the home, sweeping and mopping the floor, washing dishes, setting up the bed, and the like. So how can Tisha B'Av be more severe than avelus of Shiva? And therefore, perhaps it should be permitted. And so indeed writes the Pesachei Teshuvah in chapter 554, that based on the allowance during Shiva, we should also permit it on Tisha B'Av itself. Nonetheless, practically, it is evident that the custom of Jewry of many generations is to avoid doing even housework on Tisha B'Av, starting from the night before, as applies to all halacha that we avoid from the night before, until after midday. And this avoidance includes even preparing food for after the fast, that we avoid starting any food preparations till after midday. So rules the Mechaber in chapter 559, halacha 10, that so is the custom. And so writes the Birkei Yosef in chapter 559, from which it is evident that the custom was not to begin any housework, including sweeping the floor, until after midday. Furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that one should avoid sweeping the floor throughout the entire Tisha B'Av, even after midday. However, practically, as the Birkei Yosef testifies, the custom already is for many generations for the women to begin preparing the home and tidying it up and sweeping it after midday in preparation for greeting Mashiach, and that doing so helps instill the faith in Mashiach's coming into one's heart. Regarding washing dishes, so once again, until midday it is to be avoided, meaning from the night of Tisha B'Av till midday one should not wash dishes, but after midday one may wash dishes even if he gets his hands wet in the process, although if it's possible one should wear gloves in order to avoid his hands getting wet if there's no issue with one doing so.